In 2 weeks, the Blue Line Light Rail extension will finally open. This morning, local, state, and federal officials were able to ride the rail on its new path, which extends 9 miles from Uptown to UNC Charlotte. There's excitement about the opening and the future, but concern on if the extension will reduce traffic now. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Riding the extension, Councilman Larkin Eggleston points out all of the new businesses that have popped up along the tracks near the Sugar Creek Station.
Just all the industrial buildings that have been reused. It's really extending what people see as kind of the NoDa cultural district. It's extending it up another mile.
Eggleston expects more to develop around the light rail, and enabling people to get from the UNC Charlotte main campus to Uptown for class or work is important to Mayor Vi Lyles. She sees this in conjunction with affordable housing as a way to achieve a more equal city.
It's part of our overall strategy for upward mobility. It's like the puzzle. We're continuing to put the puzzle parts together. Many, many pieces to do.
Even though the Charlotte area transit system expects about 25,000 average weekday trips on this line by 2035, cars are still the primary way to get around Charlotte now, especially in Councilman Tarek Vakari's district in South Charlotte.
While this is great, impressive, and a long-term plan and a piece, we need to not forget about the short-term pieces of our road infrastructure and congestion.
And Uber driver Leslie Lancaster agrees. She isn't concerned about the growing light rail eating into her business, made up of mostly millennial professionals. She says passengers have told her,
taking the bus or taking the train is really for people that can't afford any other mode of transportation. I've also had people tell me that they don't feel safe necessarily in train stations or waiting at a bus stop.
The extended service will open to the public March 16th. CATS CEO John Lewis says the technical issue that caused all of the crossing arm gates to close along the extension last week has been fixed.
It was a hardware problem. We have found the issue. We've replaced the hardware.
Lewis says the next three extensions to bring the light rail to the western, eastern, and northern parts of the county are still underway. Preliminary costs for the Blue Line extension and the other three lines are likely between $6 and $8 billion. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.